for anyone but you. Hello, everybody. Fred McKinnon with the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. I'm coming to you from St. Simons Island, Georgia on October the 5th, 2005. Hope you're doing great. We are in rain and wind. Rain for days to come. Got a tropical storm sitting off the coast, but all is well. We are fine. Just ready to see some sunshine. Hope you like that music that you hear playing. You're going to hear more about that in just a second. We can only play a few seconds of that. It's the brand new clip off the brand new David Crowder Band CD. And we're going to tell you a whole lot more about that in just a second. I want to welcome you here today to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. If you're a first-time listener, I want to encourage you, this is a unique podcast today because typically we're going to be featuring a lot of different music. We'll play several new praise and worship songs, instrumental worship, but today is unique because today is the audio commentary podcast of our monthly Highest Praise newsletter. For years and years, we've been sending out a monthly newsletter via email, and we're going to continue to do that, but the newsletter's moved now to the podcast page at highestpraise.com/podcast, and we're going to do a little audio commentary on that as well. So welcome. If you are a new listener, I want you to go back and listen to some of our previous shows so you can get a real handle on what we usually do. This will be a quick podcast today because we're just going to be talking about the newsletter. So thanks for joining us. If you are listening, you know the drill. Please visit highestpraise.com/podcast. And leave us your name and where you are from. There's nothing that satisfies us more than to hear from you, to know that you're listening, to know that you're being blessed. We love to see where you're from. We've gotten comments from Singapore, China, London, all over the United States. So if you're listening, please write in and listen. Let us know. It won't take but just a second. highestpraise.com/podcast. Click on the comments link. If you're the first one, it'll say no comments. Click that link. You can be the first to add a comment. Just tell us who you are, where you're listening from, and we don't spam you. Your email's not there for everybody in the world to grab and run away with, so it's a safe way to do that. We just want to hear from you, so welcome. Real quick, we're going to talk about what's happening with Highest Praise and in praise and worship music here all around the world, and the first thing that I want to talk about is some of that music that you just heard. We can only play just a few seconds because of copyright restrictions, and I want to tell you, I'm working on these restrictions. I honor the copyright law. As a publisher, as a writer, myself, as someone who holds copyrights, I understand the law, I respect the law, and we're not going to break any of those laws here. But what you heard was just a short clip of one tune, Forever and Ever, off of the brand new David Crowder Band CD called A Collision. It was just released this week, and it's in stores now. They have nothing to do with Highest Praise Productions, but they're one of the hottest bands out there. One of the most modern, edgy, forward-thinking bands. David Crowder is a radical guy. Just take a look at this guy and you can see how radical he is. He's got this big fro haircut, this big goatee. I love it. It's hilarious. And the guy can sing like an angel. The guy writes awesome lyrics. His band's tight. And I just love to listen to him. And I think you will too. Very, very big band in the praise and worship movement and glorifying God. These guys aren't just about entertaining. They really want to glorify God and to help you do the same thing. So if you go to our website, highestpraise.com/podcast, right there on this episode, you'll see a big graphic of the David Crowder Band's new CD, A Collision, and you'll see some iTunes buttons because check this out. You can get A Collision anywhere in stores, Target, Walmart, Amazon, on the internet. But the coolest way to get this CD, and this shows how forward-thinking these guys are, is through the iTunes Music Store. If you buy this CD at iTunes, it's $9.99. You can download it, and it's no small CD. This thing has 21 tracks. I kid you not, 21 tracks. And I already got it. It took me about 3-4 minutes max to download on our cable modem. High-quality audio. It's legal, and you get the entire CD. And then exclusively on iTunes, you get all the artwork and the cover booklet in PDF format. And you also get a bonus movie, a download QuickTime movie video that you don't get when you buy this CD in stores. So I recommend getting it with iTunes. It's going to really bless you. And if you can't afford $9.99, you can listen to the 30-second samples and you can download whatever tracks you want for 99 cents a piece. Again, you know, we can't really play it here. But in iTunes, if you go to iTunes, you can hear 30-second samples. We can play a little bit of the 30-second samples. Here's a song called Holy Yours. Holy, 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 that cool? One of my personal favorites is this old camp version of I Saw the Light, the old gospel hymn, sing-along, banjos. You know, again, due to copyright restrictions, that's all we can do. We just can't play any more than that. We can't play it, and we're going to honor that. But we want you to go check this CD out. You heard just a little taste of what's going on there. We've got it real easy for you. If you go to our site, highestpraise.com/podcast, you can click the iTunes link that we have there. It will automatically launch your iTunes application, take you straight into the iTunes Music Store to this page where with one click, you'll have the CD on your hard drive. That's so awesome. It's legal. It's the way to do it. And we make it easy for you. Just use the iTunes button there in the podcast. You'll see right there on the podcast page, it says interested. Just use this handy little button below, and it will launch your iTunes application and take you straight into the iTunes Music Store to the CD. How easy is that? And then there's a gray button that says iTunes. It's got a little blue line under it. It's a link. Click that. It'll launch iTunes for you and do the rest. Now, if you don't have iTunes yet, you really need this software. It's free, and it is incredible. And you can get that by using the bigger iTunes button in our podcast on the page. It'll take you to the download page where you can get it. Speaking of podcast, you know, we're going crazy with podcasting. We're loving it. We're loving hearing from you, and we're going to be doing a lot more of it. We've got some things we're praying about doing, and I want you to stay tuned to our podcast. We're going to try to release at least one podcast episode a week with hot new music and let you hear some people you've never heard of before. And at the same time, we are talking to some people about the possibility of being able to cover some really, what's the word I'm looking for, without giving too much away. Well, you just may hear some of your favorite popular modern praise and worship on this podcast soon. We're in talks with ASCAP and BMI and some of the major record labels about getting the royalties and the licensing worked out. So pray for us to have favor with those guys so that we can let you hear some of the greatest songs that are out there. And that'll just encourage you to worship with those songs in your church and get those CDs and bless those artists. The only other thing I want to talk about is the Worship Under the Stars concert. Thanks to all you guys who've been praying about that. You know, it was phenomenal. And if you haven't done so yet, go to worshipunderthestars.com. Check out that site. Check out the pictures. Read the post-concert review and watch the free video streams we've got there. And for a limited time, you can still pre-order the DVD and the CD at discounted pricing. That's going to be available. I'll be in Dallas, Texas with Randy Adams at the studio there at Christ for the Nations the second week of November doing the final mix and the video mix for the 5.1 surround DVD. We're excited about it. Hope to have this product available in mid-December. December 15th is our launch date. People were blessed at this thing. We had nearly 3,000 people worshiping God together, and the residual effect goes on and on into other cities. We've had a meeting with a group from Dublin, Georgia, to take Worship Under the Stars on the road and do an event like this in their town as well. We've got a meeting coming up with some folks from Hilton Head, South Carolina, where we'll be doing Worship Under the Stars up there in the spring, probably. If you're interested in having an event in your area, contact us. All things are possible with God, and we sure don't want to say no to anything, and we don't want you to presume it can't happen. So pray about it. And if you'd like to see something like this happen, don't hesitate to contact us. And we look forward to doing it, look forward to ministering with you and praying with you. That's all we've got right now. You know, I want to encourage you. One other thing, keep worshiping God. Sometimes we blow it. Sometimes we mess up and we get condemned and our heart condemns us. And the last thing we want to do is draw near to God. You know, I've had some of those days recently where I've blew it on some things, and I just, it makes it harder for me to just draw near to God. But I know that's what he wants. I know he wants us to draw near to him. So check back soon. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, I encourage you to check that out with iTunes. You can subscribe directly through iTunes. We've gotten it easy now on our site at highestpraise.com/podcast. You've got several subscribe options in the top right column. According to our statistics, we've got close to 100 unique people a day getting onto the podcast, and anywhere from 500-700 hits a day on the MP3 file, because our subscriber base is only people who get it through iTunes or iPod or some type of podcasting software. And the hits includes people who may be on the website that just hit the play button, that just stream the MP3 directly off our web. And you know, you may be thinking, I don't have time to listen to this stuff. How do you have time to sit and listen to all these podcasts? And so many people don't, and that's what makes podcasting so cool. Because if you don't have time to go to the website and hit the play button or to download in iTunes and listen, then if you subscribe for free, it's automatically delivered to iTunes, to your software of choice. Then you can burn a CD and listen to it in your car. Listen to it on the way to work. Listen to it on the way home from work. Listen to it on your portable CD player when you're at the gym, on the treadmill, or on the elliptical machines. Or transfer it to a portable MP3 device like an iPod or a Rio Cali or something like that. I mean, that's where this word podcasting came in. So it's possible if you're interested in what we're doing, but you just don't find time during your workday or during the evenings to listen to this on the computer, let the podcasting technology do the work for you. Subscribe. It'll automatically come. And when you see that you've got a new episode, drag those things onto a CD or copy them over to your iPod or portable MP3 player and take them with you on the road. And let us be with you there. You can choose what you want to listen to. It's really cool. We love you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. We'll have some new music coming back out to you probably this week, if not the first of next week. And God bless you. Let's hear from you on the comments site. One last thing. Put this on the page at highestpraise.com/podcast. But all of you out there that are interested, I want you to check out my personal site and blog at fredmckinnon.com. That's Fred McKinnon, McKinnon.com. Got some surprise news coming up there any day now. And you may be the first to see or hear about it if you're watching the blog. So check it out, and God bless you.